A group called Conservatives Protecting Our Local Schools offered their views during a press conference in Ozark on Tuesday. Dr. Mary Byrne, a group member and co-founder of Missouri Coalition Against Common Core, believes the measure is unnecessary. She says the amendment, which was submitted by initiative petition, is the result of a, quote, self-serving hidden agenda to churn teachers to restructure education through a process that bypasses legislative input.
I'm not denying that there are teachers who have probably made a bad career choice and need to be elsewhere, but it's up to the principals to conduct those evaluations and mentor those teachers into their right choices.
The amendment states that all teachers will become at-will employees with contracts lasting no longer than 3 years. Public school districts must receive state approval of a standards-based performance evaluation system by which teachers would be evaluated. That system, which is largely based on quantifiable student performance data, will be used in determining a teacher's employment status and salary.
You're no longer collaborating as professionals for the best ideas. You're competing for your jobs, all right? So that creates a work environment that is very negative. I call it a hostile work environment, not just for the teachers, but hostile towards the children as well.
The petition to place the measure on the November 4th ballot by the group TeachGrate received over 275,000 signatures. It was certified by the Secretary of State's office in August. But the organization, which is largely funded by St. Louis billionaire Rex Singfield, said earlier this month that it will not pursue an election campaign for Amendment 3. Marshfield Republican Representative Lyndall Fraker believes the decision by TeachGrate stems from a public pushback.
What that told us was is that they surveyed and found out that the Missourians didn't understand it when it was put on the petition, on the ballot, and now they're starting to learn about it through folks like Dr. Byrne, and so they realize that we aren't ready for it in Missouri. So we were happy to hear that.
Despite no pro-Amendment 3 campaign, opponents, which include teachers unions, say they'll still be vocal in encouraging voters to reject the measure. TeachGrate was contacted for comment but declined, noting its choice to not campaign on the issue. In a press release outlining its decision on September 9th, the organization says that over the next several months, it will focus on strengthening its grassroots base through listening tours across the state. For KSMU News, I'm Scott Harvey.